Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and once again, I'll be coming to another Stark Show. I am your host, Ryan Jay, starting today's episode with a hell of the news I got for you guys. So I am finally finishing Elden Ring. Nearly there. I mean, there is only about 20 more hours I have in the game, and so I can just finish it and go on with my life. But so, guys, let me just tell you about my journey. And, you know, it is a video game after all. It is not the emphasis on how difficult life should be or whether or not it is exactly how hard it should be. I mean, in a way, it is like connected to this source of knowledge, this source of slowly but surely learning the mechanics, learning how to adapt yourself to it, and learning whether or not this game is for you or not. And so life exactly is the same. It is like a video game, but it is way more serious because you only have and you got one life, and one life only. And without it, then you would not exist. And so it makes it a hell of a lot more interesting. And video games are just like, how would you react to certain things happening to you, but in a video game form and in a video game formula? For me, myself, personally, I did really enjoy myself with plenty of games throughout my life, mostly Lego games, in which they were my all-time favorite as a child. And not only that, but I just enjoyed doing it so far. You know, video games, and especially Lego games, and which I really liked, was all about you playing as your favorite characters, or you having this experience of a character you really like and how their superhero life could have possibly been. Like, if you've been Iron Man flying on top of New York, then it would have been just something in, like in a dream light for you, just happening to you suddenly out of nowhere. And you being Iron Man, I mean, how dope could this possibly be? And so for such kid like me, Marvel fan, DC fan, you know, comic book nerd, well, this kid. He was really into these things. He was really into learning more of these characters, their journey, and how they started this journey with them being scared and them being little so they can be the greatest of all superheroes one day. Especially with Spider-Man. I mean, I really loved everything about him. Him being a kid, a nerd, a book nerd in school, not having much of a friendship with anyone, a relationship with a girl he liked in high school, and especially in college. And so, me really learning this and seeing it from my own point of view, it was really fascinating. Not only video games or series or movies or cartoons alike, but all media, they've been all having this port to play with me loving video games, especially having this role of this protagonist of fighting these villains and all these anti-heroes, just fighting my way to the top so I can make a world better to live for everyone else, or I can be a villain to destroy the whole world as I just wish. And Elden Ring, it is a new, it is really new to me. I had no idea how to play it. It is a kind of an RPG-esque to it, and especially with all the variety of weapons, builds, customizations you got for yourself, and the free roam, which is new to only Elden Ring specifically. And so it is my first Souls-like title, and in which I really liked it. I mean, the thing is, I never played a game such as this one, so it was a fresh new start for me in the video game industry. After finishing maybe Resident Evil, after playing Red Dead Redemption, after playing Cyberpunk 2077, in which they've been all crazy cool, just awesome to hear all the things surrounding these games, their newest DLCs, and their fans hyping them up. And so I did really hop into this train very late. But I actually did really like it so much, because throughout years, let me be honest with you, just brutally honest with you. Throughout all these years, I had this depression going on. I did not even play these games for the sake of me. And I was really having a tough time playing a game because I was like, okay, you should not waste your time, you should not waste your life on something visual in which you have nothing to receive from it. I mean, it is kind of true, don't get me wrong, but wasting your time it is not the best thing you can call for it, because video games are a source of knowledge and a source of gaining something from it. It is not always as if you're going to get something from everything. At times you only do it because it is a hobby, because you enjoy it, because you have a good time doing it, so it doesn't really matter whether or not you're wasting it. If you focus too much on the negative and the narrow side of things, then you're going to always have a bad time with doing anything. Just the smallest amount of time you do doing nothing, perhaps, supposedly, in which it would make you feel really worse about yourself. It would make you really feel less of a human being than you truly are. Video games are an industry for themselves. They are amazing, with plenty of fans and people to adore them every year and every day. And they've been a source of making everyone happy and really entertained by the end of the day. So don't get me wrong. Video games, at times, you have more important things to do with your life, but video games really, especially, is a great source of knowledge. You would understand so much about different characters, the dialogues, and the journey they go through just with you playing it. You are put into this world of unknown lore and sorceries and villains and monsters and all these kind of things happening all around you, and you know nothing about it. And in which you're just thrown out into this world, unknown of anything happening. And so just imagine how hard it is to get really close to someone, to really love them, to be close to a character, wanting to know more about them, wanting to get into a relationship with them. Even though if it is not real, but you still want to know all about this fictional character. Video games should be all about that. First person experience. You and this character of yours that you created, you two getting to be one. And you understanding a hero's journey, a villain's journey, and how it is going to come out to be. Elden Ring, personally, it is, as I told you, my first Souls-like game, and so it was really difficult to me, and me getting used to the mechanics, the rolling and dodging and whatever. It was really hard to me, especially the parry system. Oh my god, it was a pain in the ass. And oh my god, what to say about it. And so the guy who does create this whole world is Miyazaki. And oh my god, the world he created for all the Souls fans, veterans, and whatever. It is incredible. It is nothing but incredible in my eyes, because this world is just plenty to look at. It is just too much, too many monster designs, and knights, and frogs, and snowman. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of enemies, enemy varieties. There's a lot of weapons you can choose from, a lot of shields, a lot of armory you can wear on your character, and there's just too much to look at. Every time you hop into this train of Souls game-like or Souls veterans, and I don't know if you want to be a veteran, but if it happens to you and you can deal with all the depression and all the anxiety and all the, you know, things happening to you, and you not choosing the game with one HP bar, fighting the enemy boss, so good luck to you, because I cannot do it. I mostly just summoned. You know, I really did use the summon mechanic, because for the sake of me, I cannot really deal with it myself, because I just want to enjoy the game and play it and explore everywhere so I can just see more of this whole game they presented to me. First, when I wanted to install this game on my PS4 especially, I was just like, oh my god, I cannot handle it. There are so many things happening all at once, I cannot handle it. Especially with all these different enemies trying to kill you every now and then, it was just a pain to get through all the story bits. And first, when I started this game, I was like, oh my god, this world is massive. I have no idea how to start. Where should I go? What should I do? What is these types of enemies? How can I deal with them? What is the best solution to kill them all at once? And what is the best weapon to use against them? There's been so much happening on screen all at once. And for me, starting this journey from scratch was a real blessing to me. You don't know how much I loved it. You don't know how much I was just in love with it. So in love with it that I was just barely noticing anything happening. The thing is, there was just this part of me which was so in love with this character. With this character that I created. Like, he didn't really exist. He was a tarnished. He was abandoned. He was just thrown out there to be a nobody. And no one believed in him. And nobody really had this image of him becoming the Elden Lord, perhaps. So, just imagine how beloved this franchise could be. That you're this character. A fucking nobody. And so, exactly when you're thrown out into this world, they're like, you can never be this person. You're just dreaming. This is just a daydream. You're just thinking too far ahead, miles from happening. But you slowly but surely, every day, but by only putting maybe 2 or 3 hours a day to this game, you really get to see yourself improving, your character getting stronger, you leveling up, and you exploring bits by bits of the map and getting the scratch of it. You would get the hang of it eventually. And once you do, the game is going to just get 100 times more enjoyable. Like the improvement, like seeing how good you get in this game. Because you're only a tarnished. The character doesn't really talk all that much. You talk just the way you want to this character. You respond to them whatever you want, whenever you like. And this is exactly what I mean by a good character in a video game. This is why I really love these characters, especially if in Cyberpunk 2077, it was just like really amazing to see yourself being this character of yours you created and you customized by yourself, and you knowing the whole backstory of this character, but also you adding more to it by you playing exactly how it should play out. I mean, it is amazing. It is amazing. I didn't really have this enjoyment of a game in a Lego game. Don't get me wrong, Lego games are amazing. The creativity, the vibrant colors of you building Legos, it is just amazing overall, and I am still playing them to this very day. The last Lego game I played was Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. It was not the best Lego game I ever played, but it most definitely was the most beautiful. Like, something about the game was just more advanced, you know, the fifth engine kind of thing, so it was really new to me, and especially me is still playing these games on the older hardware, PS4. It is still a banger to look at. I know the frame rate is going to drop down massively, and so things are going to happen to me too many times in a row, but it is still amazing. The thing is, video game industry, it is absolutely massive. The fans are just far too many, and you cannot stop the development of it. And there's just something, that part of me, which since childhood I was really in love with them, especially from me playing Hercules on my computer back in the day, and me playing whatever the shit I am. It is just a big, massive overhaul, and I cannot really think of anything else happening beside that. The thing is, as a child, you play these games and you've gone through all these things and you really getting and stepping yourself from this little corner you have, playing these games, trying to learn more about them, in which even back in the day when you're a child, you have no idea what to do. And so you really don't go and type it on the Google or on YouTube and play it good back to back, and so even knowing where are the secret treasures, where are the secret maps and whatever, you really don't do that. You have your own personal experience, and if you get stuck somewhere, then you're stuck forever. And me really think of all those little moments I had playing a video game with my cousin, especially first time we had this encounter between us of me and him playing a Lego game. It was Lego Marvel 1, in which he chose Loki to always freeze me to death, and I was maybe a character in which he couldn't really do anything against that. And he just bullied me all the way, and I was still enjoying the game no matter what. And since then, I was really deep into playing whatever games I can get my hands on. And it is just the personal experience. It is only the matter of personal experience and whether or not you can get connected to it. Some people say it is a child's thing in which they are totally stupid. They're stupid people in which they have no idea what they're saying however. It is as if you're just saying books are boring. Books have nothing to them. Books are just nothing to humans' development. You know, just they say that, okay, books are now not on date in which we have to only watch series or movies to understand the plot or not. This is stupid. Books are always going to be relevant. People are still going to enjoy them. And this feeling of paper, just feeling it on tip of your fingertips, it is just the best feeling in the whole world and you cannot replace it with anything. I swear to God, reading it on a PDF, reading it on your screen or your phone, it is not the exact feeling you get from actually reading it right in front of you. And this is exactly the same thing. You won't understand it if you don't go through it all the way. In which is a personal preference, in which is a feeling everyone should get by themselves playing a game. If you do not play it by your own, then you would never understand the mechanics. Then you would never challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone playing a new game, a new genre of games. In which this was what I did, and I am really glad of doing it, because now that I am about to end the game, I am just feeling better than ever, more stronger than ever, more confident than ever, and I know I'm going to beat the game eventually and even beat Millennia. Oh my god, I wish I had this kind of a fandom, like this community in YouTube or a streaming platform that I could maybe stream it to you guys and you guys can watch it all the way. But unfortunately, for the time being, I do not really have the time and I do not even have a computer. So I cannot even run it there. And on PS4, well, it is not possible. So things are going to be really rough for me. But it doesn't matter what it takes, how long it takes, or whatever. I would one day start doing all this, getting and hopping into newer games, sharing it with people, my own personal experience, and so on. I don't think I want to be a streamer, but I most definitely want to be a YouTuber. Because the creativity of sharing content and just making it, and so people can enjoy it and maybe can gain something from it. I don't want it to be only entertaining, but also fun and also to gain something from it. You know what? I really want you to learn one or two things from me, or you can implement it into your own life, into your own personal love life, or maybe your own quality of life, and so you would get even better, a better chance of doing whatever the shit you're doing. This is exactly what I am trying to do, in which I am not the best guy to say all this to someone else or not, but I just enjoy doing it. Some things are just always just like this. You enjoy doing it, even though you know it would not be exactly what you think of it. And so, yeah, there is this thing that I really thought of it the other day, and it was, could I ever be this character in a video game? Could I ever be this character in which I created in this exact video game? Could I be the Elden Lord by myself? You know, this gap between reality and virtual reality, it is just a big, massive hole in which you cannot really fill up that easily. I mean, me personally, I truly want to, but things are just not always going to be the way you want it. And of course, I created this character and I am playing with this character all day, but it doesn't mean that I am exactly him. I need to be him in a way. The ambition, the power, the determination of finding and discovering. I need to be this character because I am doing all these things in a video game. I am searching for it. I am trying not to lose hope and faith. I am trying to be the boss in which I am really stuck on. I am trying to try again and again and again and again till I can completely banish him to the Shadow Realm. And so this really does make me feel myself, all right, Arian, if you've been the one doing this the whole entire time, would you have ever done it? And so, at my current status, My current state, I would say no, of course not. I would really give up and do nothing with my life in this kind of world. You know, this kind of a dark, greedy, cruel world. I would never want to be a part of it. But personally, I do really think that as a video game, it does make it possible. And in reality, you don't really think of these things becoming possible. It is the exact thing I think of every time I play a video game, because it is as if, oh my god, I cannot be V in Cyberpunk, because who can ever be? Like, he's the legend, he's the living legend among all these cybernetic characters and chrome people with cyber tech, in which you don't really think of yourself, oh my god, can I beat this guy by human flesh, human body? Oh my god, of course not, he would obliterate you. But I do really think of myself as if I can be this character, I can beat everybody's asses, and I can be the truest legend there is. The only legend there is. And so with video games, with series, movies, books, stories, and all these kind of media, all of them combined with writers, with, you know, with everyone who are working in, a part in this industry, they all play a part into this whole big, massive world in which they created for fans, for audience, for their own audience, so they can make them feel good, so they can make them satisfied with the product they are purchasing. And exactly for them, as well as I am, I would really love to hop into this train with them and enjoy the whole ride however I can. And as always, you know, there are some people who are not going to enjoy it, and I do not really judge them, however, because it is the realest, most authentic thing I can ever say, because only because I enjoy video games doesn't mean someone else should. Maybe they're enjoying and they're getting this satisfaction of theirs from something else, from somewhere else, in which I don't really judge them based on anything. But you don't have the right to say it, whether or not it is childish, whether or not it is a waste of time for anyone, because we choose how we are going to live our lives every day. If I choose to, maybe for you, waste 4 hours of my day hopping into a game which I would never receive anything from it, then all right. You can think of whatever you think, and I can live however I want. It is exactly how I would always tell you guys, you yourself first. Maybe do everything right by the week, and so you want to just hop into a game and enjoy yourself for 4 hours. It is totally good. It is healthy. You don't do it 24 hours a day. You only do it because you feel you want to just sit down somewhere and enjoy yourself, have a snack right by your side, and enjoy it all the way. I mean, exactly, this is how you should go on with life. Not trying too hard, but just doing the right amount whenever you can. This is how life should play out for you guys, and for us as well. And so, you know, there's so many of these different little things happening all at once in our lives as well. We have no control over them, but we can still make sure we make the right decisions. We make the right steps towards a better life. We might not be the Elden Lords yet, but we are still a human being, an ambitious one, a creative one, and a one in which has this flaming heart within their chest. This is exactly who we are, and this is exactly who we will be. And so, guys, thank you so much for today's episode. It was a hell of a banger to just talk to you guys all about my personal experience with this game and the video game industry as a whole, in which is incredible. I would love to talk more about it in the future episodes. And if you guys enjoyed today's episode, just drop a feedback and so I can hear you out and whatever ideas you have for me and so on. And as always, see you to the next episode. Goodbye.